How long has Eureka Springs been celebrating Mardi Gras?
We are into our 13th year, I do believe.
And you do it up big. And the celebration
The
celebration is hosted by the crew of Crazo, which you told me before is Ozark spelled backwards. Tell me about the crew of Crazo.
Well, the crew of Crazo consists of three different groups. One group is called the Cavaliers, and they are the main body of the crew. And the Cavaliers nominate the king and queen. They put on the Joker's Masquerade Ball. They also put on the Coronation Ball. The crew of Crazo itself puts on two parades. The second tier is called the Grandees. And the Grandees are those who are voted in to the crew. They are sort of, in the beginning, the worker bees, if you would. And they're in the Grandees to see if they have real interest in being a Cavalier. You don't go, you don't just get invited to be a Cavalier. You've got to go through the Grandees first to see if you want us and we want you. And then the third tier is called the Roy Regency. And that tier are the all of the past kings and queens that we have crowned through the crew of Crazo.
Wow, that is quite the structure that you've got there.
It is.
So you've got a lot going on this weekend. Tell me what's happening tonight and tomorrow down there in Eureka Springs.
Oh, tonight. Tonight is it. This is the night of the Coronation Ball. And, of course, just what it says, the Coronation Ball, tonight we are crowning the 2018 King Crazo and Queen Eureka. And this wonderful ball is being held at the end of the Ozark Convention Center. There is a little buffet supper. There's a couple of cash bars. We have a wonderful band that will play for dancing.
Now, can anybody go to that?
Yes, if you buy tickets, and there are tickets available. I checked just a little while ago.
You've also got the light and sound parade tomorrow night. Tell me about that.
There will be a lot of floats and boats and people walking, throwing beads, throwing cups, everything under all sorts of lights. All of the sound machines that we've got are going to be blaring wonderful Mardi Gras Cajun music. And then, of course, after the parade, there is the Blacklight Ball. It's not sponsored by Crazo. It is a fun ball where everything is under blacklight, so you dress in white or you dress in clothing that you can literally paint yourself.
And where's that going to be at?
That's going to be at Chelsea's.
If somebody wants to find out more about any of the events that are taking place down there in Eureka Springs in celebration of Mardi Gras, what is a number they can call or a website they can visit?
Well, you can go right to eurekagras.com.
Well, I appreciate you talking to me. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling, and laissez le bon temps rouler.